The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It's chilly around the edges, but hey, this is about as good as you could expect. In December in the state of Ohio, it is a beautiful afternoon. And it's even more beautiful when I realize that you folks are on that side of the microphone and you're allowing me to be on this side of the microphone. Welcome to the program. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We have talked a lot about COVID. And rightfully so. It has impacted all of our lives, all of our nation, and most of the world. We have talked about the controversy about vaccines. I think I have made my position very clear. I am neutral on this. I am certainly not anti-vax. I am anti-vaccine mandate. Each person should be able to make their own decision. And that decision and the information necessary to make that decision varies wildly from individual to individual. The things that would prompt a 70-year-old individual with multiple health concerns is extraordinarily different from a 30-year-old who is in the prime of health. There's almost no comparison in the motivation to get the vaccine between the older person and the younger person. And a one-size-fits-all mandate is just wrong. It's ludicrous. And not only that, it is anti-science. It is absolutely anti-science. There is not much scientific proof that would cause a 15-year-old to get vaccinated. Very little scientific proof that would motivate a 35-year-old to get vaccinated. There's a lot of scientific proof, I think, for a 75-year-old to get vaccinated. So this one-size-fits-all vaccine mandate, whether it's coming from the government or private employers, is unrealistic. I think it's unconstitutional, and I think it is anti-science. That's why I think this story is so concerning. Who is not familiar with Kroger's? Kroger's, stationed or headquartered here in the, headquartered here in the state of Ohio, is the country's biggest traditional grocery chain. And beginning in January, Kroger will no longer allow employees who get COVID to get 2 weeks paid emergency leave unless they're fully vaccinated. If they are fully vaccinated and they come down with COVID, they get 2 weeks emergency leave paid. They don't lose a thing. Even though when the whole vaccine thing started, do you remember what we were told? We were told it is 96% effective. If you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. No. And if you get the vaccine, you can't pass COVID on to anybody else. So the magic bullet is the vaccine. Well, then we began hearing about breakthrough cases. A breakthrough case was somebody who was vaccinated but still came down with COVID. Now, I will quickly add, it seems that the truth is those who are vaccinated and do get COVID, the COVID is much, much, much less severe. And I think that's true. I really do. But that's not what we were told. When the whole thing started, 96, 97% effective. If you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID and you can't spread it to others. Well, now we have found out, yeah, you can get it. A lot of people who have been fully vaccinated get COVID. Again, probably much more mild, thankfully. But we were told, and you can't spread it. Now we are learning that people who are vaccinated may spread COVID more than the unvaccinated. And they may spread it, not even know it. They may spread it, not have any symptoms because they're, in other words, what I have said repeatedly now for almost 2 years, everything we have been told about COVID, the vaccine, has been false. Most of what we have been told has been false or exaggerated or inaccurate, etc. But Kroger is not making any adjustments for age, health. Nope. If you are not vaccinated and you get COVID, you are on your own. You will not get 2 weeks paid emergency leave if you're not vaccinated. Now, again, the vaccinated, who weren't supposed to get it at all, but if they do get it, 2 weeks paid emergency leave. And that's not all. If you are a full-time employee for Kroger and you have their health care coverage through the company and you're unvaccinated, you will have to pay $50 a month more than anybody else as a surcharge for the company health plan. Yeah. $50 a month more than anybody else. If you are full-time, if you have the health benefits and you're unvaccinated, not only will you be refused emergency paid leave like everybody else, you're going to have to pay $50 a month as a surcharge for the company health plan. All of this begins in the new year. I see a lawsuit coming. By the way, Kroger employs, I had no idea. Kroger employs nearly a 500,000 people. Did you know that? Kroger employs 500,000 people, and they interact with as many as 9 million customers every day. I see a class action lawsuit coming from employees of Kroger. Gross discrimination, unconstitutional behavior. And I think there is a very good chance that the employees might win that class action lawsuit. We are seeing a new move of segregation racially, which is wrong. We're also seeing a new era of segregation based on your vaccination status, which is also wrong, in my humble opinion. All right, we'll be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Just when I think I have seen it all and heard it all, no, I have not seen or heard it all at all. Emerson College, which is a liberal arts college in Boston. Now, let me preface this by saying the liberal left is doing everything they can to divide us. In all of the midst of the talk about unity and diversity and tolerance, don't you believe a word of it if it's coming from the liberal left. We are seeing new segregation. You know, the civil rights movement, people like Martin Luther King Jr. and so many others dedicated so much, even their own lives, to end segregation. Yay! May it rest in peace. But now the liberal left is trying to bring in new segregation. All across America, liberal universities are holding black-only graduation ceremonies, Latino-only graduation ceremonies, Asian-only graduation ceremonies, segregation. Black-only dormitories, black-only libraries. We're seeing this movement. This is exactly what the civil rights movement fought against and is coming back. And an acceptance of all people and real, true equality. The liberal left does not care about equality or unity. Let me give you an illustration. Emerson College, which is a liberal arts college, well, it's liberal and it's also a liberal arts college in Boston, has nominated their creative writing professor, Kim McLaren, to be its next interim dean of graduate and professional studies. Pretty lofty position. Again, she is currently the creative writing professor at Emerson College, and she has been nominated to be the next interim dean of graduate and professional studies. What do we know about Kim McLaren? She is a racial segregationist. Now, in the past, if you were to mention the words racial segregationist, you would automatically assume this was a white supremacist. No. Kim McLaren is a black supremacist. She doesn't believe that blacks and whites can even be friends. Yeah. William Gilligan, Emerson College's president, announced McLaren's acceptance of the position. McLaren will begin her new role on January 1st, 2022. You say, well, Bob, come on. She can't be a racial segregationist. Oh, yes, she can. In 2019, she wrote an article for The Washington Post. And the title, this is the title of the article, quote, "Can black women and white women be true friends?" And her conclusion? No. Black women and white women will never be able to have true friendships, she said in that article. By the way, that the Washington Post was very happy to post. She said, among other things, generally speaking, it's not that I dislike white women. Generally speaking, it's that I do not trust them. Generally speaking, most black women don't, she said. She said, when talking to other black women, the conclusion is, and I quote, white women are just too much trouble to be around. Yeah, can I repeat that? White women are just too much trouble to be around. Then she wrote an article that was published in the New York Times. And in that article, she stated she won't even date a man who is white. So not only does she dislike white women, she doesn't like or trust white men either. In fact, at one time she was married, she divorced her ex-husband because he was white. Quote, she admits that her ex-husband's race played a significant role in her decision to end the relationship. Yeah. She also wrote an article for The Sun magazine, and the title was On White Violence, Black Survival, and Learning to Shoot. Oh, yeah. Here is part of what she said in that article in Sun magazine. And again, I quote, McLaren, if a civil war breaks out, I say, if violent white mobs begin roaming the country as they have done in the past, I will not worry about precision shooting. I intend to sit on my porch with my legally acquired handgun and as much ammunition as I have and perhaps a bottle of scotch, and I'll just take them as they come. I say as much to my husband. My husband, understandably, is shocked. He's not sure that he believes me. I'm pretty sure he should. Yeah, she's just going to sit on her porch and kill as many white people as she can. She is a blatant racist. She doesn't trust nor like white men, white women. And she is the next interim dean of graduate and professional studies at Emerson College. A racial segregationist. And yes, there is a new move to segregate. It's not coming from the right. It's not coming from the white. It's coming from the far progressive left. And the insane thing, people on the far left think it's fine. Wow. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.